and body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another week here, and I'm trying to put a happy face on it, of course, because I kind of came down with a little bit of a cold over the weekend. You might notice that in my voice. I know all of you that listen and are just waiting on, with bated breath. Speaking of bated breath, Etheric Dave is with us today. Yeah, I'm just kidding you, Dave. How you doing, buddy? How was your weekend?
All right. Hey, I survived another one, and we're on to the next week. Yay!
Cool, yeah. Well, Dave has got a new mic. I'm sorry if I'm a little twisted and get my merds wixed up here. But, I'm trying to kind of focus in on getting myself back on the beat here and after this head cold that's hit me. And I think it started with my daughter from school, which brought it home, and then my wife got it, and now finally me. But I feel good in terms of optimistic about things. I just got to get the body to chase and catch up with me, you know. And I'm glad you're feeling good. But I was going to say, you got a brand new mic that you're working with, and I guess you kind of like that, huh?
Well, it's not brand new, Steve. We've had this for a long time. It's actually a 45-year-old Danish microphone from Bang & Olufsen. So how about that?
Ah, yeah, Bang & Olufsen. They're good mics, they are. Yeah, I remember the old B&O turntables, which were really good back in those days.
Oh, those things were the bomb back in the day.
Yeah, they sure were, you know. Still are, you know, in terms of people who really are vinyl purists like us, right? You know, we like all the... kind of sound,
yeah.
Right?
Well, the sound system we had in the 70s, sounds every bit as good as what we've got today. Yeah, you got a little crackle from the vinyl, but that really wasn't even all that noticeable with the magnetic pickups on the V&O turntables. Those things sounded good.
Oh, yeah. You know, I went over to, Rachel, my daughter's cousins and her aunt's house, and this fellow does a lot of restoration, and they have one of those old Edisons that plays the real, you know, the quarter inch thick or the old plastic Edison records, you know? And man, he wound that thing up and put it on, and we listened to those records, and I was going, wow. Because there's something about the actual sound reproduction of, you know, analog, where you have the actual sound analog signal rather than a digital signal that has a live feeling to it, or has a very, very different crisp kind of feeling. That's why so many people like vinyl. And, it was amazing to listen to these old records on this old gramophone, you know, this old Edison gramophone. I mean, the big thick ones, if you've ever seen those old Edison records, you know, they weigh about a pound a piece, you know, something like a pound and a half, you know.
Yeah, but we've come a long way with the iPod and all that happy stuff.
Yeah, and digital signals are great, but, you know, in a lot of ways, friends, the old analog, and then some music purists will say there's nothing like the old vinyl. But anyhow, there's nothing like the old vinyl, and there's nothing like the old Steve, and the old Steve isn't here with you today until I get my voice back in shape. But, yeah, a lot of stuff going on in the news, and we'll cover some of that. And I talked to our friend Steve in California, who recommended a great guest, Fred Grant Kelly, who has just finished his seminar, one of the most amazing men in local activism. He'd stopped the NAFTA highway down in Texas. He knows how to work. This guy used to be, I guess, the either assistant or former, deputy district attorney in Baltimore, and he's on our side. He's helping with all of these cases, and we are lining him up for a guest this week sometime if we can. If not this week, we'll get him on because he will talk for about an hour. You'll be enthralled. We had Ron McDonald and other people like that who went to this the seminar with him, and he's volunteered to come in on our show and do a little time here with us, and we're going to put those up on things like podcasts and YouTubes. We're working on that. It's coming slow, really coming along very slow, but we're getting along with that kind of stuff pretty fast, and some of these great interviews I want to save, Dave. And so we'll have him on. I just dropped him a letter today, and I haven't heard back from him. I would have had him call me, but I knew we'd be on the air, and I want to take time to talk to him, especially when I feel a little better. But that's going to be a good show, and we'll let you know when that's coming up, because it's going to be one of those ones that you want to listen to. He will show you how to effectively use local government, and he will tangle them up in their own bureaucratic red tape, friends, and he knows how to do it and show you how to do it. So if you run into these people, you're going to see that quite a bit. And we have a video we'll probably play a little bit later about some of the stuff that's going on out here in Colorado that was just horrific. You saw that video, didn't you, Dave?
Yes, I did. It's absolutely ridiculous, and I'm glad somebody's doing something about it. The Stand and Fight Club. Hey, one thing came to mind with that. Rule number one of Stand and Fight Club is you must talk about Stand and Fight Club.
Yep, you must, and you can get to be a part of this. Of course, this all relates to the Bundys and the Hammonds and all those as well. And I don't get into that, of course, as I've said before many times, mainly because there are people who know more about this than I do. And if I were to start picking up on the whole thing at this point right now and trying to follow up on all the information that's gone on with these situations out there, I would be way behind. So I would rather offer people who are much more prolific and informed and well adjusted to talking about this. We'll talk about it, but he may go there. I would rather hear some of the other things he's dealing with, like blocking the NAFTA highway and some of these other things that he's been involved in, because these are, in my opinion, much bigger because they affect the entire spectrum of what's taking place here. So a great guest coming up on that. Well, Dave, there was a story out in the news, and I thought we might want to play it from Fox News. Ben Carson talking about what happened in Pakistan with this bomb that went off and killed 60 to 70 people, injured as many as 300 Christians on Easter, blamed on the Taliban. Blamed on the Taliban. Now, you wonder about the Taliban because they really weren't much in existence at the time we invaded Afghanistan, and that's been almost 15 years ago, friends. How is it they're still around today, and how is it they're causing so much trouble in Pakistan, and why are they causing trouble in Pakistan? I have some very good friends who are Pakistani Christians, very nice, very, very nice people, by the way, and Pakistan is a very tough place for Christians, but they have some degree of religious freedom there, and this explosion apparently looks to be one of those attempts to antagonize Christians in Pakistan right at this time. Dave, do you want to play that, or have you want to comment on it first, or should we just go through it?
Why don't we go ahead and play it, and I'll comment on it after we're done listening.
Hey, that sounds like a good idea. Okay, buddy.
We start with a Fox News alert this morning, a story that we've been telling you about all morning. Christians targeted in a bloody Easter weekend attack in Pakistan. At least 70 confirmed dead, many women and children, more than 300 injured. The Taliban claiming responsibility for this.
The U.S. State Department did condemn the attack, but failed to mention that Christians were the ones specifically targeted.
Yep. Let's bring in former presidential candidate himself, Dr. Ben Carson, joining us right now from Florida. Obviously tragic news, doctor. Does it matter that much? Whether you put the word Christian in the attack or not?
Yes, it matters tremendously. That's the same pattern that was exhibited with some of the Christian attacks in the other parts of the Middle East. You know, this is craziness that we simply refuse to acknowledge it and allow it to continue to grow. And, you know, I can't really explain why our administration goes out of its way not to include the fact that Christians are being persecuted. But, of course, this has implications for our country, too, in the future.
Absolutely. And, unfortunately, attacks like this were, you know, are being exported to Europe. We've seen a migrant crisis exploited by ISIS in, you know, through Iraq and Syria and Turkey and Greece and now into Europe. And yet, as we see these protests and we see these attacks, our own president, we're not just talking about Christians and he won't acknowledge radical Islam, is talking about openness to refugees, bringing in more refugees in reaction. How do you feel about that?
Well, again, it doesn't make a lot of sense. If you know that those refugees are going to be infiltrated by radical Islamic terrorists, why would you even entertain the thought? You would be looking for alternatives. And we have perfect alternatives. You know, the Syrian refugees can easily be taken to the northeast section, Alasaka province. There's infrastructure there. There are Kurds there. There are Christians there. There are moderate Sunnis there who can help protect them. We can bring in an international force. And they don't have to be repatriated to another place where they have a different culture. And it costs us less money, and it's much safer for us. It makes too much sense for our government to consider it.
Yeah, too much sense, right, Dave? I think that's the situation there.
Yeah, well, common sense has been outlawed. You can't have that stuff. You know, here we are in the 21st century, and it still looks like religious war going on. You know, one religion against another. Now we know they're being pitted against each other on purpose. But it does kind of make you wonder all about history and how much of all of the religious wars that we saw throughout history were pitted against each other for other possible motives and agendas. Because I don't think this is anything new.
Yeah, it isn't, because, you know, obviously there are a lot of people who are in that region. And Pakistan has had this tenuous relationship with the United States for so long. And, I mean, it's not a very, very nice description, but some people say it's like a sadomasochistic marriage. You know what I mean? I mean, we just keep beating up on each other all the time. And it's just, you know, you wonder when it's ever going to come to an end. I've known people from Pakistan who are wonderful Christians, and, you know, they did talk about the persecution a little bit, but they were glad to be here in the United States at that time working for, you know, secular companies. They weren't on business contracts or anything, but they were doing very well. A lot of Pakistanis make a lot of money, friends, and you don't have to go too far to see Bank of America and Citigroup and people like that involved with a lot of these big businesses. So you wonder, you know, why are they attacking this specific group? Is this something, again, as we ask, there seem to be so many things that are somewhat coincidental about the timings of all these incidents, and yet at the same time they're going on, whether we like to admit it or not. People are getting hurt, and the world is being thrown into another round of terrorism this time of year. And you know, I guess the question is, where do you go from here?
Insane, Steve.
Well, I think
it's absolutely
there.
Ridiculous.
Yeah,
and I am kind of getting sick of it. It's going on and on and on and on and on, and we don't know how much of it's real and how much of it's not. You know, it's all wag the dog style. It's all for whatever agenda they want to push forward, and that's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And, you know, we'll just keep investigating what's taking place here and, you know, what will be the response. Well, obviously, Mr. Obama doesn't really care particularly that this was a targeted attack on Christians. He doesn't mention that at all. There's no, absolutely no, it's not like Trevor Martin or somebody like that. When Trayvon Martin, you know, or one of these cases where, you know, he has to go out, fly out there to talk to people. He's not going to do that at all. And as a matter of fact, he pretty much dismisses what's taking place. But then again, you know, we're talking about Pakistan, you know, Trayvon Martin, you know, that situation, that kind of thing. But hey, you know, these things happen out there. We see that all the time. And, you know, this is the kind of stuff that's going on. When we get back after, well, in our long segment, we'll show you a little bit about the stand and fight, effort that was taking place in Colorado, and I was quite shocked to find out this was one of the big cases that our friend will be working on, and we'll be having him on to talk about this a little bit. But we have some other things that will be going on too. What other things do you see in the news, Dave? Any economic news we need to be looking at?
The markets are kind of wonky today. We got in, we got out, and now we've taken the rest of the day off, waiting for everything to normalize. There was a mention of the situation in Pakistan, but it wasn't like the whole Brussels thing. You know, when Brussels happened, it was all Brussels all the time, and that's all anybody talked about for days. You know, just replaying all the videos over and over and over again. And more people were injured, more people lost their lives, you know, with this attack in Pakistan, but we're barely hearing about it. I mean, they did cover it, but, you know, it's not the same thing.
Yeah, that's what's so odd about it, is that we're hardly hearing anything at all about the whole thing. And, of course, you know, Ben Carson has pointed out that, you know, 70 people killed, at least 300 were injured. It's bigger than anything that happened in Brussels. But there's not much talk. You know, there's so many other things that are happening, of course, right now. Hillary Clinton, another story coming out. Yeah, another story coming out about her, you know, where they may go ahead and start pressing some interviews, you know, interviews as if this is the first step to, you know, right.
Oh, we're going to interview her. Right. How about Gitmo waterboard her ass?
Well, I mean, it's been about time that she should start answering some questions, I think, under an investigation rather than interviews, because this has gone on for a long time, and you have to wonder: is the American political scene imploding? Look at the trouble that Ted Cruz is in. You know, his wife now identified as a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a big high roller with Goldman Sachs. Of course, Ted Cruz says that the Council of Foreign Relations, the CFR, is a den of snakes. You know, yeah, his wife is in the den, you know what I mean, with him. And with Goldman Sachs and all these others undisclosed, he fails to show up for the or audit the Fed vote. And so as a result, you know, you have to ask these questions about what's really going on there. I mean, is it really for real? I mean, you have these establishment people going to great lengths. And, of course, tomorrow will be the Wisconsin primary. I think they did, you know, diddle with the vote results there in Utah in the primary. I wonder if they're going to try to do that again. But anyhow, you know.
I'm sure they will. I mean, yeah. That's what they do. Although Hawaii, Alaska, and Washington, Bernie certainly trounced Hillary, and that's a good thing. You know, the whole thing is just getting kind of ridiculous. I'm going to be very happy when it's all said and done and over with, as long as that, you know what I'm talking about, that doesn't get elected. Oh my God, we're going to be in trouble if that happens. As if we're not in enough right now.
Yeah, that's for sure. A lot of people are concerned about this, and so we're going to have to ask some questions. I hate to think that we're being driven into the arms of one candidate because he's the only one with an alternative. We've seen this before. But on the other hand, you know, your ship may be coming in, so don't rock the boat either. You know, it's a difficult thing to discern and persuade. And that one candidate I'm talking about is Donald Trump, friends. I don't give him a 5-star endorsement, but I do give him a passing grade at least. And I know there are a lot of problems that people have with specifics about what he's doing. But the establishment people sure do not like him, and they're doing everything they can. The Bush insiders and people like that still trying to push Cruz ahead. And lo and behold, in the midst of all of this, Bernie Sanders is coming back up. And we know that he has been robbed, too, of this primary stuff as well. So, you know, it's a really interesting year to see what's going on. You got all these failed and flawed candidates out there right now. And Cruz is really, I don't believe he's even legitimate to run. And people, of course, what difference does that make, right? We got away from the Constitution a whole long time ago. And so why would we even care, right?
But, yeah, well, he's not going to tell the truth about anything, you know. He's just going to talk about whatever he wants to talk about, and it doesn't matter whether or not he's not supposed to be here on the presidential election or not, because that's probably just, you know, Hillary's agenda being, okay, cool, I hope I can run against that, because all I got to do is disqualify him, and hey, one name on the ballot, guess who wins?
Yeah, right, yeah, she's... she is really death warmed over, friends, and people need to know that. And we're talking, oh my gosh. Yeah. It's just never seen anything like this when people can get away with this kind of stuff. And of course, Cruz and Rubio and Lindsey Graham, they're the people responsible for letting this go on, you know, and then pretending like we got to have to do what they say, or they're going to release the Kagan, you know, the Hillary monster on us. You know what I mean? And shit. So yeah, it's pretty absurd and ridiculous. But you know, we're going to be doing some things, and we're going to continue to work on other things. And I hate to get back into that political stuff, but it's going to, you know, this could be the end actually for Cruz if he doesn't, if they don't cheat and win in Wisconsin. It's going to be hard for him to keep going on, but we'll see what happens. And you know, this is, as we said before, the selection process is happening right now, friends. You may not think the election is that important. Well, down the road, it'll just be two candidates. But the whole thing that's happening right now is really where the action is. So we will be back with more action right here on Lightspeed right after the break. Stay tuned.
Neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
All right, Dave. Back for a short segment here on Lightspeed, and of course there's a story coming across the wire now about a police officer shot and wounded in the D.C. complex, and so this is...
No. They wounded the suspect. Police were shot, and they have the Capitol locked down. Shelter in place, you know, for all the Capitol people out there in Washington, D.C. The D.C. police say there is no active threat to the public. But yet, we're sitting here live, looking at this over and over again. Yeah, I just wanted to see what the Dow was doing, and it's up, you know, 43 points right now. And just looked over to CNBC just long enough to check the markets, and here we go again with this crap.
Yeah.
I wonder what that's going to do to the market.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, as long as Barack Obama is safe, we don't have to worry about anything there. You know, regardless of whether 70 people are killed in a bomb blast and 300 in Pakistan, you know, we don't want to have any difficulties in the Washington, D.C. complex. And, of course, these kinds of things are going to happen in a location that big. If you've ever been to the complex, I mean, there's always going to be something going on there, you know. Well, thousands of people go through that area every day as tourists. I did. I had a very good time, enjoyed it, you know. I mean, I walked around and saw a lot of things when I was there. I was out on the Lincoln Memorial very early in the morning because I wanted to watch the sun come up over the reflection pond. And there's a lady, you know, kind of a person who sits in the booth there inside the Lincoln Memorial. And I said, is it okay if I sit here? And she said, oh, sure, you can sit right there. And I sat right at the feet of old Abe and watched the sun come up together. You know, he and I by ourselves pretty much. Anyway, yeah, who cares?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I did that a long, long time ago. Walked all the way from Arlington Cemetery all the way to the Capitol. I definitely underestimated how far that was. but I did stop and see a lot of the museums on the way, and that was the highlight of my trip, is being able to go into the Smithsonian museums.
Yeah, I've been in the Smithsonian, too. It's pretty cool. And so, you know, you're going to have these things happen, so this is probably a non-news story. But, you know, we'll get into a lot of this stuff and talk some more about it, you know. And, you know, we also see that, you know, there are now new finger pointings out there about the ISIS arms, you know. And, of course, now King Abdullah from Jordan is blaming Turkey as being a big part of this. But I think that's kind of like the pot calling the kettle black, because I know that Jordan's been involved in some of this as well. But more information and news on that. And, you know, they are tightening down on ISIS, which is a little different than what we've seen before. There are some changes in this area that might prove to be lasting for a little while in terms of bringing some peace to things, as the nonsense continues to go on with just so many other things around the country and the economy and all the difficulties that we're having. You know, they're talking about raising the minimum wage out in California to $15 an hour. Well, that's good if you can do it, you know. I mean, but is the economy willing to support that? Are you going to have to raise the price of McDonald's hamburgers and Burger King?
That's the problem. All the prices of everything have to go up with it, because they can no longer afford to hire these people at minimum wage, so all the prices have to go up. So raising the minimum wage is not the answer to the solution. Hey, I want everybody to make, you know, as much money as they can. I don't like it that they keep everybody broke like this. But all that's going to do is just make the dollar figures on that all go up, and the same disparity is going to be going on. Okay, well, hey, we're making, you know, $5 an hour more than what we were, but we're having to pay more than $5 an hour more than what we were paying. Are we really ahead of the game? Don't think so.
Right, yeah, and you know, the real problem, of course, is while they make these adjustments, a lot of companies are going to fold up and go out of business, so you're going to have a lot of these people who are working out in the street, angry, frustrated, nothing to do, because it's going to take a long time, friends, before the economy and everything else catches up to that if they start doing it. And, you know, that's where the issue is, man. You're going to have more people unemployed, is really the bottom line of my thinking. More people under the Obamacare, you know, indigenous, broke and need help category. And a lot less people who can pay their bills and have housing and stuff. I mean, it's going to be a disaster by doing that. You know that a person that makes $15 an hour makes a little over $31,000 a year. It's not a great amount of money these days, but three people that are working overtime can make over $100,000, you know, at that rate. So it's like it's a pretty good raise for people who are working minimum wage, but How do you start people in jobs where they can get started and then the incentive is to move up? You know, if you start them at $15 an hour,
Won't be getting raises.
Right. Not for a long time. You know, it'd be better.
Ever.
Right. They won't be moving up into management. They won't be working on a performance scale because it'll go from $15 an hour to $15.10 to $15.15. And if you're a manager, you get $15.35 equivalent.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
welcome back, everybody. Lightspeed, second half of the show today. And on a Monday, we're starting off kind of, you know, well, I'm a little under the weather, but I'm getting there, man. I'm, you know, still going to keep my energy and keep going if I can. Got a great clip to run a little bit, but I was talking to Dave just right before we came back from the break. And, you know, something that might turn you off, but it was sort of interesting at the same time. I don't know if any of you saw 60 Minutes last night, but they had a little clip on Warren Buffett and Bill and Melinda Gates and some of these other tycoons and people like that that have all this money with their giveaway club, okay? And to get into the club, you have to give away like at least 50% of your wealth. So if you have $100 billion, you got to give away at least 50, or primarily maybe more, 99% of it is the idea. But it's not just altruistic philanthropism as you might picture it. You can see a lot of this money is going into these new world order agendas, things like vaccinations and all this kind of stuff. So what these people are being compelled or called to do is, since you've made all this money and you've been a new world order elitist and you're in the 1%, and they talked about, I think it was something like 400 people in the United States have virtually half of all the wealth in the country. If you're one of these people, you have to have over $1 billion really to just even get into the club. If you do, you know, and you want to join, you have to give away about half of it to maybe even more, 60, 70. Well, they said they might let you skate for 40%, but you have to put money. It sounds to me like, Dave, what they're really trying to do is get money into vaccinations, New World Order agendas, all kinds of programs and stuff like that, rather than having all this unused capital sitting around. They want to put it into the New World Order agenda. It could be global warming, could be anything, sustainability, all this kind of, you're helping people out. You know, that was the idea we got. Yeah.
They're doing anything but helping people out. You know, if they took half their wealth and actually went and addressed people's problems one at a time and set people back up on their feet and made them self-sufficient and actually did something good for society, I might be able to overlook some of this other BS, although it would be kind of hard to overlook Windows 10, but you know, it is what it is. But they're not. There's no benefit going to anybody. In fact, great harm, vaccinations, etc., etc. And there's probably, oh, we're going to give it to, like, oh, let's say Hillary Clinton Foundation, money laundering. It's all right. A damn scam.
Right. The Clinton Foundation, which was supposed to help these hurricane victims, earthquake and hurricane victims and people like that, it ended up in the Clinton warfare chest, you know. Yeah, it's pretty disgusting and tacky, but that's where it goes. And speaking of scams and things like that, you know, we have a great clip here, and we're going to run that again for a guest that we were hoping to have coming up pretty soon here, which I think is going to be really good. You know, a fellow that I think you're going to like to hear, you know, somebody that we're interested in having on. We've been in contact with him, you know, and he does these kinds of jobs. He introduces himself in the clip, Dave. Let's just go ahead and play it if we can and try to get it in this segment. Think we'll make it?
Absolutely. And remember, rule number one of Stand and Fight Club is you must talk about Stand and Fight Club. Here we go.
We start with a Fox News alert this morning, a story that we've been telling you about all morning. Christians targeted in a bloody Easter weekend attack.
Yep, that was what we played before. Oh, sorry. Oops. That was my fault.
Gotta love the technical difficulties. Yeah. Okay. Why don't you paste that other one in there, Steve?
Yeah, I'll find it
and,
here.
And we'll get this all figured out. We still got a little bit of time.
I thought we were posting this in the, here it is, right here. Okay. Sorry about that, Mr. Producer.
So we got that queued up?
Okay, there it is, yeah. Fred Kelly Grant, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm Fred Kelly Grant. I've been a lawyer for 50 years. Today, I protect citizens like you against a government run amok. I'm Fred Kelly Grant. I'm an attorney. I've been in the practice of law for 50 years. I was a federal prosecutor in Baltimore, chief of the organized crime division in Baltimore, and frankly, I've never seen a government as corrupt as that in Denver, Colorado. When the state of Colorado had a surplus of funding, they offered tax incentives to landowners for them to set aside their land for agriculture for themselves and their children and grandchildren forever. The state went broke, and then they pulled the rug out from under the landowners, declaring their easements invalid and demanding back taxes.
I want to make it clear that the government didn't just step into this. The government offered the conservation easements, things that we were doing already, protecting the land, the environment, the wildlife. Those things the Emick family's been involved in for years, long before the conservationists said, hey, this is a good thing to do. We were doing them before that ever happened.
Emicks have been here for about 100 years. This right here is our great uncle Aaron's homestead, his half section that he filed patent on in 1918. He rode off to WW1 from here and fought for our country.
And I've been on this ranch for about, I'm 82 years old. I've been on this ranch right at 70 years.
When I bought the first part of the ranch, it amounted to around 5,000 acres. And since then, I've added all 1,000 deeded land.
The Emick family is a unique family in my experience. I've been a practicing lawyer for 50 years, and I've never seen a family more united and, frankly, more defiant toward a state government that has deprived them of virtually every due process right that a property owner has. They have actually committed themselves to wind farms, to a wind easement, and at the same time, they committed to conserving their land.
108 wind turbines producing 165 megawatts of power, which, depending on whose numbers you use, anywhere from 55,000 to 75,000 homes.
The state made an offer through the legislature. In fact, it was an offer to contract with landowners. The Emicks took advantage of that. They did what the state set as a policy. They negotiated contracts with land interest, and they created and donated conservation easements. The Emicks put 530 acres under conservation easement restrictions.
Well, I sponsored a bill that was very simple. It said that when the state of Colorado makes a deal, they'll have to honor that deal. And this goes back to the conservation easement. The state of Colorado made a deal with the ranchers, and the ranchers performed their part of the duty. And the state says it was an honest deal, but we don't like it anymore, so give us our money back.
And now, as a result of the bureaucrats' actions in the Department of Revenue seeking dollars, they face a payback of as much as perhaps $3 million.
When this first came up, the Department of Revenue, the head of the Department of Revenue, came into the office. I called her in, Ms. Roxy Huber, and I said, let's talk about these conservation easements. And she said that was too good a deal, they should have known better, and we don't want to honor the deal. And I said, even if all of that's right, they have no money left. They've taken it, and they've used it to pay their medical bills, their college bills, keep the ranch afloat. You're not going to get any money from them. So what are you going to do, throw them in jail? She came back and said, my job is to collect money from the state, and this is one way we can collect money from the state.
When the Emicks created their conservation easements, they knew that land was valued up to $20 million in gravel. The state knew it, and independent appraisers knew it and proved it in their appraisals.
And our conservation easements now prohibit us from mining this gravel on the ranch. And our estimates and our appraisers' estimates have this stuff anywhere from, on a 40-acre track, from $600,000 to $1.2 million worth of gravel on these acres.
The Department of Revenue came in, and this guy said, we don't care how many appraisals you show us. You can show us 100 appraisals. Until we see one we like, we're throwing them out the door.
I was almost floored the other day when I got a report from the state official appraising this land, this ranch, as having gravel material on it. And on the very second page, he gave a big zero, was what was appraised for our gravel on this ranch. I could not hardly believe that.
Appraisals, 13 appraisals, 520 acres, $13 million worth of gravel underneath those acres that we're giving up, and they say it's worth zero.
The Emmicks have followed every rule and every regulation that both the IRS and the state of Colorado established. They have followed the law. The government hasn't.
I don't sleep very well. It's affected my husband. I feel that this family has done nothing but give back to this community and build this community.
And this isn't just about the Emmick family. There are maybe 200 or 300 families in the same sinking ship that we're in.
It's like the government is trying to, they're being bullies, and the teachers always tell us don't bully. The government is just trying to take away our land.
It's hard for me to believe that in our whole legislative group of people, there isn't somebody that has guts enough to stand up when they know that what's being done is wrong.
Give us our day in court.
Helen and I love the ranch so much and the family that I think almost 100% of us are going to be buried on this ranch, not in a cemetery uptown.
If we have no rights, if we can lose our rights to our ranch or whatever, you can lose your rights to whatever you got. It's not just an individual or a group or something. It's all of us.
And you hope that our kids and their kids and their kids will continue to be here for 100 years and carry on just like we have for decades.
I want to do it when I grow up, too.
Our founders developed this republic in order to protect private property rights. If the Emmicks lose, the 5th and 14th Amendments of the Constitution are lost.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Fred Kelly Grant and some of the work he's been doing. You know, of course, these are the farmers out here, or actually people who are ranchers who own all this land. And, man, did you see all the, you can't see the video. I posted it in our chat room at lightspeedradio.chitango.com. You should be able to see it in there. If you click up and look at what we've got today, you'll find it up there. And, it just says, well, you'll see some rocks, basically. It's under my name, Stars, or just post on that, and you'll see it. But it's beautiful country out there, Dave, isn't it? And
Yeah.
I mean, these folks have been taking care of it for 100 years. And they've got all that. I mean, there's valuable resources. They don't want to have to use those. But look at those windmills up there, those big wind turbines. They're putting out all kinds of power up there.
165 megawatts.
Wow.
Dude, that is not playing around. Although, it's not quite enough to energize that flux capacitor yet, but they're better than 10% of the way there, so...
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Well, they said, depending upon how much power you use, about a city of around 50 to 70,000 people there with that amount of energy. And so they've been using the land that was granted to them all this time under this conservatory easement, and they've been taking good care of it all these years, and now all of a sudden they want to rip their entire house or their entire operation out from under them and charge them for everything that all these back taxes and stuff like that. And it's just the state of Colorado, and like this guy says, he's never seen, you know, he's from Baltimore of all places, and he says he's never seen a corrupt, more corrupt city government, state government, than the one he's seen in Denver, Colorado. And man, I've lived here all my life, or I'm a native, that is, or pretty much all my life, and Dave's been here too. And man, we've had some corrupt government here, haven't we, Dave? But,
yeah, we have. We have it here too. And everywhere is the same game. So if you find some place that's immune to it, let us know, because we will move.
Yeah, there's a lot of places I'm looking at, of course, and, you know, we're visiting the chat room and stuff. There's places around the world where people are going, but, you know, friends are talking about Australia, and I've had my friends from Australia tell me, oh, it's horrible down here. You can't take your guns. We're being taxed tremendously. We're paying twice as much for just about everything you are in the U.S. So we were fighting for our friends in Australia and people all over the world to get a handle on all the things that are going wrong here. Now, this is nothing more of what happened here than the state mismanaging their own budget. That's all it is. You know, they could have easily had a working win-win situation, but they think they're going to just bully people off this agreement the way they want to. And that's the problem with this whole thing. It has nothing to do with anything legal or even necessary. Had they just managed their own money better, you know, and they're going to make us pay, friends. That's the way this government works. They want to make us pay for all of the things that they have done wrong to blow it and to get themselves into this incredible amount of debt and upside down financial formula.
Yes. We get to pay more so they can steal more. Hardly seems fair to me. If you put the government in charge of the Sahara Desert, it wouldn't take long and there would be a shortage of sand.
Yeah, right. It would be paying to bring some in, you know, the way they operate out there. So, I mean, it's typical. We're seeing a lot of that, and this is another one of those cases. And we'll have Fred Kelly Grant on, you know, if we can, if we get back with him, and you guys can ask questions. He does like to listen to listeners. Questions. So that will be very good. If we can hook him up this week, we'll try to get him on and talk about a lot of things he's doing. All right, we have another segment coming up after the break. Stay tuned to Lightspeed. We will return.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Final segment of Lightspeed. And glad to have you all along. And I'm sorry about Joel. I guess he dropped because we were rambling on and on and on. I'm not too with it today, friends. And, of course, you know, sometimes that happens a lot. But no, I'm a little bit out of it because of this cold. It seems like everything I try to do doesn't seem to work right. And I, you know, but anyhow, I apologize. I should be back on the rebound. I'll take my, my silver. I'll take my immune boosting things and I'll be doing better tomorrow, Dave. In the meantime, man, I'm glad you're along because, you're sure a lot of help.
Well, I'm glad you think so. I put on a good appearance of it anyway. Oh, I don't know how effective it really is, but well. Sorry about that, Joel. Hey, call us back tomorrow. Maybe we'll feel better and take some calls and stuff like that. We weren't actually planning on taking any calls today. We would have gotten to you, though. We just need to get through that segment there about the Stand and Fight Club. Remember, the number one rule of Stand and Fight Club is you must talk about Stand and Fight Club.
Yeah, you can get involved with this, but you got to be active, and that's what the whole thing is about. And they're being very successful at some of these things, and you know, get that video out. Visit our chat room, lightspeedradio.chitango, and there's some great pictures there also of wonderful safari hunts going on in various places, and you can look at some of those as well. But we have those videos up there, and everything's posted. I try to stay active with the chat room, and of course, even on a day like today, I really am just, you know, I don't think I'm juggling chainsaws. I'm juggling pink elephants, you know, and that's not because I've been drinking. Just, you know what I mean? My drinking days are over, but the elephants are still around.
Oh, I got to get a YouTube of that, Steve.
Yeah, that would be funny. They're little bubbles popping in and out, you know, cute little things. But man, I tell you, it's just been one of those deals. I hurt for people who are sick. I'll tell you that. And, you know, this medical industrial complex that we stay after, Dave, is going to be something that we, continue to fight, friends, for years and years in the future. And we're going to have to dig in and start fighting it quick because we need help to take care of people. It's breaking the back of this country right now financially and giving hardly anything back to people in terms of, the healing and the remedies that they need.
I'm not giving anything back but more sickness and symptoms and side effects and all of that. It's very harmful. I think most people would probably be better off just trying to take care of themselves. The trauma surgery, hey, that's come a long way. You're in an accident. They can put you back together like never before. That's good. I will tip the hat for that one. They're going to charge you your entire life savings and your family's life savings to do it, but, you know, it is what it is there. But as far as disease treatment and anything else, stay away from the white coats unless you want another disease or two or ten.
Yeah, they can sure complicate things, friends. And, you know, we know that about 75% of all bankruptcies in the United States are related to health care costs, and a lot of those people have insurance. So, you know, this is something we're going to have to work on. I am anxious to see what kind of things Mr. Trump is coming out with his affordable, competitive, free market healthcare plan, which may be an improvement, but it's still, it's going to take a lot of work to fix this situation, and we're going to stay with it and we're going to report on it the whole time, because we want people to be well, and we want this country to heal, you know, and this pharmakia sorcery of Babylon is taking over and deceiving the nations, friends. It's big, and we're going to continue to fight that. Right, Dave?
Absolutely. That's one of my biggest pet peeves out there, and I'm going to be here squawking about that until the very end. I guess, hey, I hear the music,
that's
so
it, yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel. Until then, stay safe and stay free. And Steve, get to feeling better, all right?
I will. I promise, man. I owe it to you. All right, thanks, buddy.
All right, time to get in the jalopy. See you later.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism.
Everybody I know say they too broke to vote. With all that heavy slave mentality, we could have broke the boat. Nobody cares about me, nobody cares about my family, nobody cares about my folks, so nobody gets my vote. Nobody for president. That's my campaign slogan. We got money for wars, but can't feed our homeless. The government is hopeless. It's like a reality show, the real lives of the House Liars, starring Anglo-Saxon Christians. Change the channel, sound like a bunch of arguing bitches. Switch up the game show, America's next top corrupt judicial system. For instance, I'm saying, look at my options. Voting for office is like picking out which gun you want to get shot with. These politicians think they battle rappers, and they swear they spitting that hot stuff. Gun control, abortion, civil liberties, extortion, energy, the economy, immigration, and global warming. But I